following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, my name is DJ Stass. This is the Lax Lab. In this podcast series, we will dive deep into the legendary discussion of who is the most skilled male lacrosse player in the PLL. Welcome back, everyone. This is DJ Stass with the Lax Lab. In today's podcast, we will be revealing another contender for the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. You are definitely going to want to tune into this one. Compared to other podcasts and when I'm introducing the player, I want to just get straight into it today because this player is much different compared to all the other ones. This contender is a lengthy and slim brick wall for even the best attackmen and midfielders in the world. He has been blocking shots and making incredible saves all the way from his youth days till now in his pro days. The player is none other than Liam Entman. Liam Entman is a 6'3", 200-pound goalie from Long Island, New York. Playing lacrosse, playing specifically goalie in lacrosse, is one of the hardest and most unique positions in all of sports. And Liam Entman is one of the best to ever do it. Here is an explanation for why it's so much more difficult to play goalie compared to other positions like midfield or attack and common positions that are normally picked up by first beginner players. It takes a special type of skill to become a goalie. So first, I'd like to talk about reaction time and pressure. Goalies face shots coming at 90 to 100 miles an hour from just a few yards away. There's almost no time to react. The margin between a save and a goal can be less than a tenth of a second, unlike other positions where you can anticipate and move with the play. Goalies have to instantly read a shooter's body language, stick position, and angle all at once. Next, physical and mental demands. While attackmen or midfielders get breaks between shifts, goalies are constantly on. Every mistake is magnified because one miss can result in a goal and change the entire game. Mentally, goalies must stay composed even after giving up goals, which takes immense focus, resilience, and confidence. 3. Lack of protection and fear factor. Lacrosse goalies wear minimal padding compared to hockey goalies. They rely mostly on courage and technique to stop high-speed rubber balls that can hit anywhere on the body. It takes real toughness and trust in positioning to stand tall instead of flinching. 4. Leadership role. The goalie is the quarterback of the defense, constantly communicating slides, matchups, and transition. They have to see the entire field, direct defenders, and stay organized under pressure while making saves. Last and final bullet point, technical skill. Unlike other positions that focus on stick skills or shooting, goalies must master angle play, footwork, hand speed, and clearing passes. A great goalie not only stops shots, but also jumpstarts fast breaks with pinpoint outlet passes. I thought that was very important, and I really wanted to communicate that with all my viewers on why it is so different to play goalie compared to the other positions that have been listed, like attackman so far, and just what it takes and the amount of mental and physical demand that it has. Now I'd like to move on to stats from youth, high school, college, and pros. Entman attended Chaminade High School in Point Lookout, New York. He was rated the number one goalie in the class of 2019 by Inside Lacrosse. He served as a two-year captain and team MVP at Chaminade. Additionally, youth/high school accomplishments. He was Under Armour All-American and for the senior team selection, member of the USA Men's U19 national team, and later U21. At the 2022 U21 Men's National Championship for the USA, he posted a 61 save percentage, and goals against average was 4.71, 31 saves and 20 goals allowed, which is an incredible, incredible performance by Liam Entenmann. And one thing I wanted to mention before moving on is Chaminade High School has produced several number one recruits and is one of the best teams in New York, and specifically Long Island. Brennan O'Neill attended St. Anthony's, which is also another powerhouse in Long Island, and they would go at it. One thing that I want to talk about before going into college stats is Brennan O'Neill and Liam Entenmann's connection. They saw each other in the high school national championships for St. Anthony's versus Chaminade in high school when they were both in high school. And then they saw each other in college in the national championship when Duke played Notre Dame. And they also saw recently when the Denver Outlaws with Brennan O'Neill on them, on that team, played the New York Atlas this year with Liam Entenmann as the goalie. So there was, I'm sure, a bunch of tension between Brennan O'Neill and Liam Entenmann throughout the years, and it has always been a great matchup to watch. Now I'd like to go on to his college stats. Freshman year, he started 5 games, made 48 saves, allowed 46 goals, and had a 51% save percentage. In his debut with 8 saves and 2 goals allowed, he had a 80% save percentage versus Cleveland State. Sophomore year in 2021, he played 12 games with a total of 698 minutes. He allowed 103 goals with a save percentage of 58% with 145 saves. Goals average against 8.85. Already a very outstanding career for just his freshman and sophomore year at one of the most notoriously competitive and great schools in the country, Notre Dame. His junior year in 2022 record being 8-4, he started in 12 games with a total total saves is 159. He allowed 119 goals and had a 57% save percentage. Led the ACC in saves per game with 13.25 and goals allowed per game with 10.5. Career high was 22 saves versus Syracuse in one game. Senior year, he had a total of 196 saves and then 148 allowed goals, with the save percentage being 57%. He was also named ACC Defensive Player of the Year, ACC Goalie of the Year, and USA Outstanding Goalie of the Year. In the NCAA National Championship, he recorded 18 saves, one of the highest in program history, to help Notre Dame win its first national title. In his final season at Notre Dame in 2024 as a graduate student, he played in 17 games with 989 minutes. He had 195 saves and only 147 goals allowed, with a save percentage of, again, 57%. Set program records with 48 wins in a season, 16 in just 2024. Career games started 62 career games. Now, moving on to his professional career in the PLL with the New York Atlas. In his first career start on week 5 of the 2024 season with the New York Atlas, Entenmann made 14 saves and posted a 78 save percentage in a 17-4 win over the Denver Outlaws. The highest save percentage in a rookie goalie PLL history. In 2025 postseason championship series versus the Maryland Whipsnakes, he saved 57.7% of shots and only allowed 13 goals in the game. In 2025, in the semifinal versus the Philadelphia Water Dogs, he made 18 saves with a 69.2% save percentage to carry the Outlaws to the championship game. Now I kind of just want to talk about why these details matter. High school accolades show the early recognition of his talent. College stats illustrate his development and dominance, particularly in high-pressure games. For an example, in the national championship, when you're playing against some of the best players that ever pick up a stick, and players in the other players in the contenders list, like Connor Schellenberger when he played UVA, and Duke, or Brendan O'Neill when he played Duke, and other schools like that, or CJ Kearse when they played Cornell. Pro metrics through from fewer games to reflect a smooth transition and immediate high performance at the next level. The combination of saves, save percentages, goals against average, and awards provide a fuller picture of why he's considered an elite goalie and one of the best to ever pick up a stick. Now, I would like to shift gears and go into the 8 characteristics of what make you the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL, or a contender for who is the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. So, starting off with Liam Entman's consistency. Throughout his career at Notre Dame and playing with Team USA, Entman has been a model of reliability. Game after game, he delivers high percentages or high save percentages and calm performances, especially in big moments. Next is leadership. As a vocal leader on the field and quarterback for the team, he commands the defense with confidence and earns the trust of his teammates. His communication and composure set the tone for the entire team. Third one is work ethic. Entman's success is the result of countless hours of practice, film study, and training. His dedication to improving footwork, reaction time, and mental focus reflects a relentless drive to get better. Mental toughness. Playing goalie requires unshakable mindset even after a goal is scored. Entman resets immediately, showing resilience and focus under pressure, which are qualities that separate elite players from good ones. Next is impact on the game. His dominance between the pipes helped lead Notre Dame to a national championship and raise standard modern goalies. Younger players now look up to him and his style and his blueprint for success. Personally, I know even at school and teams I've played on, in the past, I've always been able to connect with my goalies a little bit, and they always bring up Liam Entman as a great example and a player they aspire to be. And especially because of all the success that I've named in this podcast and the success he continues to have on and off the field has really inspired players around me and goalies that I have talked to on many different club teams, many different college teams, and just when I'm in the lacrosse community. Adaptability. Entman thrives against different offensive systems and styles of play. Whether facing fast break attacks or set offenses, he adjusts quickly and anticipates plays before they happen. The eighth and final characteristic is legacy. Beyond his stats, Entman's influence on the game lies in how he has redefined the goalie position. Combining athleticism, intelligence, and leadership, his legacy will continue to inspire the next generation of goalies in college and professional lacrosse. One last thing, I would like to go over a statement that Kevin Corrigan said about Liam Entman after the 2025 national championship game. Kevin Corrigan is the Notre Dame head coach. "I think you know our guys said it in the locker room after the game, and I said it to them, that we are looking at one of the best goalies that has ever played the game. And I don't know that there is a better goalie in the world right now than Liam. And I think he showed it today. He came to us a very talented kid. We thought clearly he was the best goalie in his class when we recruited him and expected him to be a very good college goalie. He becomes more than that. It's consistency of the coaching. When you have great kids and great leaders, you just kind of take your hands off the wheel and let things go for those guys to handle. So we're really, really fortunate to have those kind of guys. And I think that's why we made this run to the national championship." Thank you guys for tuning in to today's podcast, and I hope to see you at the next one. Thank you.